Earthly wisdom makes a person jealous in a bad way. Jealousy can be a good thing. Jesus said he was consumed with zeal for the house of the Lord. God is jealous for his own glory. We can possess a good jealousy. I'm jealous for the love of my wife. I have a zeal for directing our church's attention away from things that are temporal to things that are eternal. But in our present passage, the word jealous takes on a negative connotation. Jealousy is unholy when it's couched in clothes that seek to elevate one's own opinion, ambition, or goals above others, to the exclusion of others, and even to the division of others. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are talking about this type of jealousy. James chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. John the Baptist very easily could have had jealousy over Jesus' ministry, just like his own followers had jealousy. His followers wanted him to take pride in himself over and above the ministry of Jesus and the kingdom of God. Do you know this takes place in our churches all the time, and it's called competition. When we compete for who has the highest attendance, when we compete for who has the best looking facility, when we compete for who has the largest budgets and the biggest youth groups, that's earthly wisdom and it breeds jealousy. Not just jealousy, but bitter jealousy. The word bitter means sharp or pointed, and when used in reference to people, the idea is pain or harm. So bitter jealousy is a jealousy that wishes harm or ill will towards someone else. Ed Saucier gives a great definition and example of bitter jealousy when he says it is an intense desire to inflict pain on someone else that's so powerful that a person is willing to endure equally intense pain in order to cause it. I think the issue of holding grudges and refusing to forgive other people is a perfect illustration. It always hurts more to hold a grudge than it does to have the grudge held against you. The one holding the grudge will still feel its effects long after the begrudged has moved on. Another trait you can expect to creep up into your life if you have earthly, worldly wisdom is selfish ambition. This is the willingness, the self-centeredness, to do whatever it takes to whomever it's required, regardless of the consequences, to have your own way. The promotion of self is selfish ambition. Acting in false humility so as to be seen as humble is selfish ambition. Serving to be seen is selfish ambition. Putting anything above the kingdom of God and His glory is going to fall into this selfish ambition category. And selfish ambition is going to be the well from which the fountain of bitter jealousy flows. Our main concern should not be having a large audience for the sake of having big numbers. Our main concern is not having a building with stained glass windows, but our main concern is feeding people the Word of God. Our priority is leading people to find their highest joy in Christ. Our goals are to include getting in the trenches with people in their marriages and in their families and helping them look to Christ so that Christ can increase in their lives. And we want to be doing that day by day. So today, please pray for Rama Bakchun and his family, our missionaries in Burma. Also, remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast heard in the Middle East, Australia, Canada, and the USA.